When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. A few years back, I remember that the new year began with mixed emotions. The one arriving was a year destined for challenges. The catalog of pending events, the assignments, the appointments, and the duties burgeoned before I ever turned the calendar page from 2012 to 2013. It was filled with hard stuff and dotted with fun stuff that I enjoyed. The blank white calendar boxes day after day that I had branded with meeting and deadlines. They welcomed work, volunteer tasks, important people. Then it was all gone. One unexpected computer crash later, and I was piecing my agenda back together. Some events were recurring. They were predictable, and I easily recalled those. But others that were dated, maybe far in advance, seemed vague. Bit by bit, I remember random commitments and quickly jotted them down before the recollection faded. Now, how dependent I had become on technology was a sign of these modern times and my aging brain. How full my life had become seemed to correlate with the easy access of gadgetry. And I learned the hard way that just because it was deftly entered data did not mean it would be as easily accomplished. Now, several years later, the thought of a computer crash still sends shivers up my spine. With my dependence on the piece of equipment that looms center stage in my office, I am reminded that I'm never completely in control of anything tangible or digital. I have one task over which I have sovereignty, the choice I make to lean on the Lord and trust His provision and supremacy. Wise Solomon learned it long before me. He recorded his thoughts in what has been named the Book of Ecclesiastes. In chapter 8, verses 2 through 7, Solomon challenged everyone to follow a trustworthy king. Obey the king's command, I say, because you took an oath before God. Do not be in a hurry to leave the king's presence. Do not stand up for a bad cause, for he will do whatever he pleases. Since a king's word is supreme, who can say to him, "What are you doing?" Whoever obeys his command will come to no harm, and the wise heart will know the proper time and procedure. For there is a proper time and procedure for every matter, though a man's misery weighs heavily upon him. Since no man knows the future, who can tell him what is to come? Now, either I look at this word of instruction as gloom and doom, or I embrace it as gracious, blissful ignorance. I don't know what waits around the corner in any year. I can't predict the future, even though I fill my calendar. I know not how long I have to live and work and love and learn, but I do know the one who has it all under control, the King of Kings. Though life is busy and inconvenient at times, God is never too busy to take care about every scribble I mark on the calendar of my life. He cares. I know this, and that is what keeps me sane in the midst of everyday trials and computer crashes. It keeps it all in perspective, and it helps me realize that nothing temporary is life or death panic worthy. And even life and death are of no concern when the Lord God Himself knows every day ever written for me and for you. All too often, God is the missing piece in my schedule. I've allotted Him no time. I've not sought His wisdom nor asked for His help. And when I hit a crisis or crash, I feel incapacitated. My days nor your days have to be lived that way. The Lord Jesus Christ is waiting to fill our lives with the missing piece. P-E-A-C-E. If you need a heavenly perspective, there's a beautiful store on the Clinton Square waiting to welcome you. Inside are people who truly care, and they will bless you. The staff at Bread of Life Books and Gifts will even pull you aside and pray for you when you're in a crash or crisis. They've done it with me countless times when I've needed it most. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate close for today.